Welcome to Song Swap Showdown Quick Hit, the show where we dive into one song reviews pulled straight from the full episodes of Song Swap Showdown. Get ready for rapid fire music insights and fun all in a quick bite-sized format. Let's rock.
All right, to wrap up our rating and reviewing our 90s country, I'm giving you guys my final song, which is Just to See You Smile by no other than someone we just discussed, Tim McGraw. Boy, do I love this song.
Why did you pick the song?
This song always spoke to me. When I got that CD, I just really, really loved it. And when Marcus and I started dating, this is kind of that song that I have that plays through my head, even in today, because he can't stand me half the days, but he tolerates me and does everything just to see me smile. And so when I hear this song, it just really kind of, this sounds so silly, but it just makes me fall in love with him every single time over again, because at the end of the day, through all of our trials, all of our things, he just wants to make me and our family smile and be happy. And to me, that's just so important. So anytime I hear that song, it's just a constant reminder of his plight, and he really isn't being punished in this world, yet Owen and I get extra rewarded.
I mean, I really like the lyrics in this song. Jeff, what do you think of this song? Is this a song that you were very familiar with in the Tim McGraw catalog?
Oh, sure. Now, I will say this is one of those songs that I never really got to the degree that the fans got it. You know, Don't Take the Girl was also one of those. You know, they're both huge career records for Tim. In fact, I think Just to See You Smile had the longest chart run of any country song in the 90s. It's not that I never liked the song. You know, I'm fine with it being a hit. I don't understand it being a career song, record breaker. It didn't really hit me that way. The way some of his other songs is Live Long or Die. I get that. Just to See You Smile, I get it. But it was kind of interesting, and it's even more interesting that this is the last one of the songs that we're doing, because we were talking at the beginning of how in the 90s, when you got success as a songwriter, other artists would start looking for what you were doing as a songwriter. It was very kind of a inclusive thing. And, you know, this song was written by Mark Knessler and Tony Martin. Tony Martin was also a writer on Rock from the Sun for Joe Diffie. You Look My Shirt for Keith Urban, who we've talked about.
Yeah, and a little bit of facts, too, about the song is that this won Single of the Year Award at the 1998 Country Music Awards, and it also received the Grammy nomination for Best Male Country Vocal Performance. Definitely a very popular song. Obviously, once again, I didn't know that it's a signature song, but I get it, because it is got, you know, it's a ballad, right? And so when I think of like my comparison to something like this is like, you know, back in like the mid to late 80s, like you had a lot of the, you know, the pop metal bands or the hard rock bands, and like, you know, the power ballad was like, all of a sudden these power ballads become like the signature song that pushed the band over. And you're like, this is not the band's best song, like by any stretch, but it became a signature song because it was the one that broke through, got them on the charts, found them a whole new reach of fans, so on and so forth. So then it would become like, it's that's the song, but it's like a power ballad, which really isn't what the whole band or their music really sounds like.
Honestly, I don't think it's because of, I wouldn't use the words power ballad. I would say that as a player, again, we got Next Thing Smoking, we got something like that, stuff that I can really flex on. It's not one of those songs, but playing it in a show, when we're playing an arena, I mean, this is the song that he can just sit on the front of the stage and connect to everybody. And that, I wonder how much that contributed, because we were touring back then. When this was on the radio, we were doing 250 shows a year. I mean, we were constantly gone.
Holy
shit. So, so he would have that moment with the audience every night, you know, with that song. So would this song have connected the same way with radio alone? I don't know. And we'll never know.
That's a great point, though,
but
Jeff.
You but know, it worked like live for sure.
Having that connection with your audience live, and it becomes a really good live song with that, that moment. I think that's big. So that's a key point.
Not to bring up Elvis, but I will. I think part of why some of his songs did become so popular was that same concept, Jeff. He would give his scarf to somebody and he would sing to the audience and connect with them, that I think they walked away. Even the people watching him on television walked away feeling like he just sung to me. And there is that connection that I don't think that radio alone can do. So I think you're onto something with that description of you don't get it, but the opportunity the song allowed could have been that maker there.
If I had been in the audience, maybe I would get it.
True.
But I was behind him.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I never got the side of that song that everybody else in the audience got.
Let's play a little bit of Just to See You Smile by Tim McGraw so everybody else can hear this. Mm-hmm. Apparently I'm the only one who's never really heard it before today. So
it's okay.
But I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, taking that new job in Tennessee. And I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile.
And I don't know how
a lot of great guitar work on this. Wow. It's a lot going on there. And you don't think about it. And you go, wow, like a lot of guitar work going on there.
This is like, this is amazing guitar. And I'm like, the lyrics are so radical.
Paul, how haven't you heard this one, Chris? I'm getting yelled at. Because, Paul, I don't listen to what's out of country. That's why.
All right. So how do you guys rate the magical song?
I'm getting a shame on you from Paula. Shaming me. Shame. Shame. I'm getting a...
Yeah. You can make up for it in the rating.
Well, we'll see about that.
All right. Where is your guys' numbers coming in?
Well, I'll let our guest weigh in first.
All right. You know, it's... this one's tricky for me because I recognize from the shows we've done and the audience and the impact, I recognize how significant it is to so many. I guess, recognizing that it is responsible for a big part of my career. I feel like I need to give it a 4.5 on behalf of everyone that has come to hear me play it. I still want to leave, you know, a few points in there for me to find something to show off on, which is not this one, but yeah, that's what we'll do.
Okay. I can receive that 4.5 knowing that you certainly have a better favorite that would be holding more points. So Chris, where are you coming in?
Out of all the songs I've listened to, this is the one that I feel like I'm sort of on the fence with, in the sense of like,
okay,
I really like the lyrics. I like the instrumentation. Now knowing that it's such a huge, huge song, like, okay, I get that. You know, I'm not in the camp of like, you know,
Chris is trying to really like defend his rating that's coming.
Well, because it's not a two. Okay. I'm not doing anything. Like it's not in the one or the two category. Okay. No, I'm gonna nestle this in. I think it's a 3.5. I find it's a nice song. I think it's sweet. I think the lyrics are very sentimental. I do like the guitar work on it. It's I don't know if it's a song I'm going to go back and I like it. I don't know if it's something I'm going to go back and listen to, okay. But I feel like now that I've heard it, see, this happens a lot on the show, Amanda, mm-hmm. where like, you'll give me a song I've never heard before. Like, and people will be yelling at me in the comments and then I hear it everywhere. Now I know this is a song I'm going to wind up hearing everywhere because we just talked about it and, you know, we had all this discussion and I didn't realize it was this big of a hit of a song. And now I'm going to wind up hearing it everywhere I go because of it. But
well, and here's the thing that you don't know, Chris, but a lot of people watching this are probably thinking, they think you are talking about Tim McGraw's song Everywhere.
Right.
Because oh, yes. He has yeah. Good song. Point. Everywhere.
True.
That you've heard everywhere. So, yeah. Well, thank you, Paula. I don't.
You're right. It. You're right, Paula. What if. When and if I ever see Jeff actually playing, maybe it will go because I'll be like, oh, now I saw Jeff playing it. Now it's a five.
No, it does make a difference. It does make a difference. Well, I think both of those are very respectful scores for Just to See You Smile by Tim McGraw.
And that's a wrap on this quick hit from Song Swap Showdown. Do you agree with our review of the song? We want to hear from you. Join our free Facebook group by using the link in our show notes and join the conversation. For more in-depth reviews and musical throwdowns, follow us wherever you get podcasts. So make sure you hit that follow button so that way you don't miss out on full episodes of Song Swap Showdown, your weekly musical throwdown show, available on all podcast platforms and YouTube. Remember, keep the music playing and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.